Hello and welcome to Expressions by JT. We are so excited to have our guest today, Miss Janelle Prim. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm glad that you're on my podcast, and we're just going to start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, that's such a broad question when you ask somebody to tell something about themselves. But so my name is Janelle Prim. I am currently the chief curator of Brand Theory Collective, which is a marketing consultancy company. I am also a licensed real estate agent with Coldwell Banker. I am a mom to a beautiful 9-year-old. I am a wife to an amazing and supportive husband. I am a lover of Jesus Christ, absolutely. A believer and very active in my church. I hold a pastoral role working with our teens. I am a daughter. I am a sister. I am a friend to some amazing women in my life. I feel like I am so many things. So it's always so hard to just tell broadly about myself, but I hope that kind of sums it up.
Well, I appreciate you for sharing every facet of Janelle Prim. Well, on Expressions by JT, we talk about different achievements that you've made, and we also talk about what it took to get there. So I'm hearing you say that you are in marketing. What inspired you to go into marketing?
Oh, wow. It was actually, so I'll be honest, I was one of those kids in high school that had no idea what I wanted to do. I spent most of my high school years thinking I needed to be something big, thinking I needed to be a doctor or a lawyer or one of those titles that was what was viewed as successful. It's what I thought I needed to be, thought I had to be, thought that was what people wanted to hear when they asked you, what do you want to be? So when I got to college, I honestly was very confused. And I ended up in the business division. I'm not even sure what made me major in business. I was going to go into management because it seemed just like a very basic field. And I'll never forget our college dean, Dean Percy Vaughn, who has recently passed on. But he called me into his office one day and said, "Well, why are you majoring in management?" And I said, "I'm not sure." Said, "Well, just because it sounded good." He said, "Do you think you need a degree to manage people?" I was like, "Well, I'm not sure." And he said, "You don't." He said, "You know, managing is something you learn how to do." He said, "You don't need a degree to manage people." He said, "You need to be specialized in something like marketing." And I said, "Okay, it makes sense to me. Sounds good." And so I jumped into it, and who knew, you know, 17 years later that would be, you know, the thing that I am known for, the thing that I have kind of founded my career on. Once I really dived into it, I just loved it. And it wasn't for what people get caught up in the advertising, the flashy part of it, but I love the strategy, the numbers, the planning, really the science behind it. So that's kind of how I got into marketing. And from college, I went immediately feet first into marketing. I came out of college, went straight into a corporate role, had a baptism by fire, as they say sometimes, and was in a pretty hectic corporate role for several years. And that really kind of solidified my foundation that kind of has driven me to where I am now, which right now is very different than it started originally, for sure.
Right. And then I'm hearing you say you coupled it with real estate. So your marketing in real estate has really paid off.
Yes, definitely. So real estate is a little bit newer for me. So it's something that I have always wanted to do for many, many years. But, you know, when you're wanting to take a leap and to do a new thing, right, it never feels like the right time, right? Especially when you're a mom, when you're a wife, when you have things going on, when you have a career. I think you can always tell yourself, well, now isn't a good time. I'll wait till this time. I'll wait till that time. I'll wait till the situation is perfect. So I had been waiting for so long to go into real estate. Had actually started the course multiple times before this time and just never finished it because I was, you know, would jump on to something else. But it wasn't until recently till I had some friends that really pushed me and said, hey, if you're going to do it, like, just do it. And so I got my license. Still wasn't quite sure what it was going to look like. I planned to just work full time and just do real estate on the side, you know, maybe build up to it. And then, you know, here comes this little thing called the global pandemic, right? That absolutely rocked so many people's worlds, and mine being one of them. In the sense that when the pandemic was at its height, you know, I just made the decision to leave my full-time job, to have the flexibility to be from home. I was at a job that was actually asking us to come back to the office. And because of the school situation, which I know a lot of parents face with their kids, you know, I just wasn't in a position to be able to go back. And so, you know, and I really, and most importantly, I really felt God's leading. Like, I really felt him saying, okay, this is the time. This is what I want you to do now. And as scary and as crazy as it was, I left my job. So at a time when people were being laid off, when people were begging to go back to work, I voluntarily left my position to pursue real estate full time. And you know, mentioned how it's coupled with marketing. Well, since leaving and trying to pursue real estate full time, marketing has been pursuing me. And so that's kind of how I ended up now more in a consultancy type role with having my own consulting firm, is because once I left my job, people were coming to me, you know, people that knew I was no longer full time and wanting my help, wanting my ideas, wanting to talk to me about how they could do different things in their business, wanting me to help with certain projects. And so out of that was birthed this kind of consultancy role. And so, and of course, in my job as a realtor, definitely my marketing skills come into play with helping people, you know, market and sell their homes, but then also just understanding the strategy and processes behind things, what it takes to brand yourself as a realtor in a service space. But then I'm also doing kind of this consulting role. So it's been like just a very interesting last year. It's been over a year now.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing that you're really finding that marketing has a place for you and that you're good at it. One thing I know personally is I've tried some cookies that your daughter's branding and marketing of her own business. I just want to say that, you know, that it was great marketing, great tasting cookies, great product all around. Do you find yourself maybe helping other people the same way as you have started with your daughter with that business?
Yes, I do. You know, that one, of course, that one was a labor of love because that's my baby girl. And so of course she wanted, you know, she had her own little entrepreneurial dreams. And so I'm like, if we're gonna do this, baby girl, we gotta do it right, right? We want it to look good, we want it to brand it. So she was very fortunate that her mommy had those skills and that I was able to put them to use. So I do. I get a lot of outreach from small businesses. Those looking to start businesses who want that help and that support. I'll be honest, that's not my niche is necessarily small business. But I, yeah, so I get that a lot because people struggle with how to brand themselves, what to do. A lot of people may understand that it's important, but they're just not sure how to do it, or they don't have the skills to do it themselves, or they don't understand the strategy behind it. Because I mean, it is a very strategic thing. It takes a lot of thought, a lot of planning, and a lot of positioning. So yes, there are so many small businesses out there, people that reach out to me all the time on their personal brands, even if they're not a business per se, but they just want to build up their own personal reputation. So I definitely get that a lot. In terms of my experience and kind of my sweet spot in consultancy, it's really that small business that's really heading to that mid-sized business who's looking to learn how to scale. So they might have already been doing some things. They might have, you know, a decent marketing base, but they're trying to understand how to scale up, how to build a marketing division, how to enhance their strategic plans and their marketing plans to really take them to that next level. So that's really my sweet spot. And a lot of the roles that I have been in over the last few years, I came into companies that were trying to do exactly that. A lot of times there was no marketing division at all. I was often the first person hired because they said, we have this need. And so it went from there to me eventually growing whole marketing teams and leaving, you know, a corporation with a completely, you know, solid marketing structure and system in place that allowed them to continue to grow and thrive. So that's really definitely my sweet spot. But I do, you know, hear from and talk to and work with some small businesses here and there.
Wow.
Thank you for tuning in to Expressions by JT. We are so excited about our guest, Miss Prim. Stay tuned and listen to hear how you can reach her and more about her success. Remember to like and share the show.
So they can reach me at JanellePrim@gmail.com. So that's JanellePrim@gmail.com. They can feel free to call or text me at 501-400-7117. And that's the best way to reach me, because it's funny, you know, my friends always say, like, well, you're in marketing, but you don't market yourself. And you know what? I like to think of myself as like the Olivia Pope of marketing, right? I don't put myself out there, because the things and the projects and the companies that I work with, most of the time people don't ever know. And that's good. I don't think they should know, because when you hear something or when you see something, you should think it's germane to that company, right? Like, you should think it's their voice, it's their brand, and it's them. So it should appear very seamless. So that's why a lot of the things that I do, I don't put my name or my brand all over, you know, because it's really branding and having the voice of that company. I don't feel like it should be the voice of my company. So, you know, I am very much behind the scenes. You know, people get on to me about that a lot, but you know, that's how I like to structure my business, and that's how I believe it should be. So they can definitely reach out to me via email, via phone, if they are interested.
Okay. Being a woman, being a mom, a lot of times we have women that are afraid to leave their comfort zone, and you have demonstrated that you were okay with leaving your comfort zone, as far as, you know, stop when you stopped working and everything, and kind of pursuing other avenues. So what advice would you give to other women wanting to do some of the same things?
Ooh, well, so I'm gonna be honest out. So I'm gonna correct you a little bit. I was not okay with it, Jennifer. I was not okay with it. It was scary. It was unnerving. I had anxiety. It was definitely not an easy decision. But I think, like with anything, right, we have that fear. We have that anxiety. But the important thing is to not let that dictate our decisions. Right. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that would have never happened in this world. So many things that would never have been created. So many organizations and businesses that would never have been started if people let fear guide them. So It has definitely been that circumstance of wanting to put faith over fear. And I mean, ultimately for me, you know, as a believer, that was kind of one of the driving things that I firmly believed. And this is what God was telling me to do. And so I had to fix my mind to say, okay, I've got to put my faith in that, no matter what I think it looks like, no matter how I think it should look, no matter how uncomfortable it may seem to me, I still have to step out and do it. And it's so easy, right, to do things out of comfort, but no growth, no change, you know, no development is comfortable. You know, my daughter, so she, when she was younger, you know, people debate whether it's true or not, whether it really happens. But I and her doctor believed that she suffered from growing pains. She would have moments where her legs were just hurting, and she would cry out in the middle of the night, just in pain. It would be her legs. It would be her bones. It would be her joint another time. Like she had them really bad. And so, I always had to tell her, you know, she would be like, Mama, why does it hurt? And I say, baby, because you're growing, you know, your body is growing, your body is stretching. And so It might hurt a little bit, but it's for an end result. Right. And so that's how I kind of look at everything that I've gone through over the last year. So stepping out, you know, leaping out, going into my faith, like, yes, it was scary. Yes, it was hard. Yes, there have been painful moments. But it was necessary, right, to take me to that next level. And I can absolutely say that I have been blessed in the process. I mean, the way that God has just brought opportunities and things to me, the way that my businesses have flourished and grown over this last year are amazing. And I know that I would never have experienced all of that if I didn't just do it. You know, you've got to start somewhere. You know,
Right.
I mean, if people get failed, I believe I like to take those affirmational quotes that you hear. You know, there's people say that there's no failures, only lessons. Right. And, you know,
Right.
you can never succeed if you don't first start. So many
Right.
things we don't succeed at because we never actually start them. And so it's definitely been for me that lesson of just leaping out there and doing it.
Right. Wow, Janelle. So, what would you say your biggest achievement is to this day?
Oh wow. So I have two of them. I guess I want to say a personal achievement and then a professional achievement. So I think with a personal achievement, like it might sound kind of cheesy, but I can say honestly, being a wife and a mother has been one of my biggest achievement because neither of those things are easy. Like, let's be real. Like, they seem glamorous on TV and on magazines. And yeah, everybody wants, you know, loves those pictures of the cute smiling family. And everybody, you know, likes the pregnant bellies and the cute babies and wanting to be mothers and wanting to be parents or wanting to have a spouse. But giving your life to another person, whether it's a spouse or whether it's a child, whether it's one child or multiple, is not easy. It takes so much work and commitment. And I think, you know, it's something that I definitely appreciate now, as I'm growing into it. I've been married over 10 years now, and I'm right now, my daughter is just turned 9 years old. And so I like that by far. If I don't do anything else for the rest of my life, I want them to be my biggest accomplishment. The fact that I was a loving and committed wife to my husband, and that I was a committed and dedicated mother and supportive mother to my daughter. So, I mean, personally, those are definitely my biggest achievements. Professionally, you know what? I'm going to say this. This might be like a weird question. Like, I feel like I haven't hit that biggest achievement yet, right? Like, I've had lots of great achievements. And I know you kind of asked up until this point, but I firmly believe that the best is yet to come, you know, right? That my ladder shall be greater. So I think whatever in my life is going to be the biggest achievement is still ahead of me. I've had some amazing achievements. I've helped some companies and some brands do some amazing things in terms of growing their businesses. I mean, and yes, me stepping out and leaving my job and launching my own business and career has been a huge achievement. But I really firmly believe that, you know, the best is yet to come. So I'm going to say that my biggest achievement is still ahead of me.
All right. And it shall be, Okay, so what would you tell your 20-year-old self right now? You just talked about your different things that you've accomplished and how life has been. So if you look back, what would you tell your 20-year-old self about life?
Oh wow. Oh my gosh. Honey, there would be so much. We would have to have a long conversation. But I think the main things that I would tell my 20-year-old self is one, it's even something I've thought back that I tell my high school, that I would tell my high school self, that I tell my daughter often. That number one, most of the people, and this might sound harsh, but most of the people right now in your life don't really matter. And I mean that to say specifically the haters, right? Specifically those that give you a hard time, those that are against you, those that don't like you. I dealt with that a lot, like especially at that 18, 19, 20 years old, right? You wanted to be accepted. You wanted to have a circle. You wanted to feel like you belong somewhere. And so I felt like I adapted a lot of who I was to fit what people expected. And honestly, so many of those people I don't even know anymore. I don't talk to, I don't have a connection with. I mean, there are some that have been very influential in my life, don't get me wrong. And so when I say that some of those people don't matter, specifically those ones that have brought negativity into my life, I spent so much time focusing on them. So that's one thing. The second thing, honestly, would absolutely be to create and establish your own relationship with God. It really wasn't until I got into my late 20s that I really understood what that meant. I grew up in church, was raised in church. My daddy is a Baptist preacher, so I have known the word and been in church my entire life. But I didn't really understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with God. I only knew God through scriptures. I did not know him intimately and personally until I got into my late 20s, almost early 30s. So that's one thing I would go back and say, honey, get that now, because the sooner you get that personal relationship with God, I promise you, the more well off you are going to be. And I think the third thing and the last thing I would tell my 20-year-old self is create your own idea of success. And meaning that, again, I spent a lot of time worrying about what other people thought. Like I said, in high school, I was stressed about what to do after high school because I thought people wanted me to be a lawyer, wanted me to be a doctor, or wanted me to be some big title because that's what seemed successful. But, you know, knowing that I can create my own version of success. I recently saw somebody share the story on Facebook, this long story about how their mother quit a job to buy a hot dog cart. This is back in like 1986, I think she said it was. And so her mother quit a job to buy a hot dog cart and started selling hot dogs. And when she was in high school, she got teased so bad by kids because they made fun of her mother for having a hot dog cart and selling hot dogs. She said, but her mother worked so hard and eventually sent her to Greece to go to school. This young lady sent her, paid for her first apartment, essentially they were very financially well off. And she said, you know, once she came back from in college one time, a guy tried to tease her and say, well, how many hot dogs did your mama have to sell to buy you that Gucci purse? And she said, well, clearly she's selling, you know, more hot dogs than whoever your daddy is representing as a lawyer, because I got a Gucci purse and you don't. And so the point of that story was, right, that it's not necessarily the titles that define our success, but it's the work that we put into it. And so just don't think that just because you don't have this title or you're on a certain trajectory to be a doctor or to be the next president or whatever these fancy titles we want to hear kids say when we ask them what they want to be. But, right. You know, telling my 20-year-old self like that, you can create your own success. It's about how hard you work and it's about what you put into it, not necessarily a title. That's not what defines you. And so I think that's something I could have told my 20-year-old self. I could tell my 30-year-old self. I probably could have told myself 2 weeks ago because I think, you know, we get caught in that, right? Throughout all of our careers, we think we're supposed to have certain titles and do certain things. And you know, that doesn't have to be that way. Success, I used to have this quote, I was an athlete all my life, and I used to have this quote in my locker that said, success is measured by effort. And I only thought of that in basketball terms when I was younger. I didn't really think of it in professional and personal terms now, and it makes so much more sense to me now that it's not about the title that gives you success, it's not even about the position, but it's about what you put into it.
Right, right. So you mentioned that your dad was a Baptist preacher and that you knew scripture. So what would you say your most inspirational quote or scripture would be right now?
Oh, so my scripture, I try to do a scripture a year, right? Like, you know how people talk to pick their word of the year or their theme for the year. I tried to pick a scripture for the year. And so my scripture for this year, which I actually think I'm going to take this into 2022. I don't know. It might last a couple of years with me. But it's a very simple one. It's Mark 9:23. All things are possible to them that believe. And so my word for this year was believe. Right. And so that has just been with me all year, especially jumping out. Right. Leaving my job, jumping into this new career, jumping into having my own business, even going through the pandemic. Right. And just the uncertainty of it all. You know, the thing that I just kept reminding myself is believe. Right. Believing that with God, anything is possible. Believing that with God, you know, that I can accomplish, that I can do, that I can have everything he said I could have. that I could have what I imagine, that my family can be healthy through this pandemic and remain safe, you know, that I can flourish and grow in my business, even if I don't follow the conventional practices of other people with marketing agencies or consultancies or other real estate agents, that I don't have to follow those same practices, but I believe in what he has given me and what he has put into me. So very simple one, but that has been my one for the year. And like I said, I think I might take that into 2022 too.
Right. And, you know, believing is what it's all about, believing in yourself, believing in your ability. But I do want to ask you, so, I mean, we know that, you know, God has a certain path for each one of us. So as you're going through life, you know, pursuing different goals and dreams, how do you handle setbacks? I think that that would be important to share with our audience, because a lot of times, you know, you may listen to the podcast and you think, oh, that person got there in 10 seconds. You know, you think it's instant fame and everything.
Right. Or instant success.
So how do you how would you handle setbacks, or how do you handle setbacks?
Wow. So I think the two things that come to my mind, right, very quickly with setbacks are perspective and perseverance, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing is perspective, because yes, like people that get on podcasts, you know, I listen to podcasts too. I've listened to your podcast, and it's so easy to hear people talk and think, well, wow, they had it easy. You know, if only I could do that. If only my business can be great like that, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? It's just like with social media. We're only seeing one side of it. We're right. only seeing what's being shared, right? So, you know, like even now, I'm just sharing my experience and what God has done and what and how my business has grown and the things that have happened. That doesn't mean that it's been all rainbows and roses. You know, like there have been some hard times. There have been some stressful times over this last year, personally, professionally, financially. Like it's me saying that it's growing and thriving and flourishing does not mean that it has been easy, right? There have been bumps, there have been setbacks, there have been frustrations. I've had moments of anxiety, I've had breakdowns, I've had it all. But at the end of the day, it's about perspective, right? That I can look back over all of it and I can see God's hand in it. You know, even the hard times, even the setbacks, even the hiccups and the bumps on the road, even the places where I failed or dropped the ball or things didn't work out right, right? I still see God's hand in it. So that's why I can still say it was blessed, right? But it being blessed doesn't mean it was easy. Doesn't mean it was perfect. You know, it just means that I see God's hand in it. And so it's my perspective to say that it is blessed. It's my perspective to say that it is growing and it is thriving. But that doesn't, you know, take away from any of the other hard times that I may have experienced or anybody else. So having that right perspective to not focus in and dwell on the negativity or those hard times when you're looking back over your circumstance. And then I said perseverance, because a lot of it, honey, is just about pushing through. You know,
right.
A lot of it is just about enduring till the end. And, you know, again, to like to just focus on the word and God's word, right? He never says that we won't have hard times, right? He says that he'll be with us, right? We know that Emmanuel means God with us, and everywhere that we go, he is with us. So it's about persevering that, hey, I knowing that even if I'm in this dark place, I can persevere because I know God is with me. Even though if I'm in this place or struggle, I can persevere because I know God is with me, because it is all about our growth. It is all about development. Everything that he brings us to and through is about developing us into who he has created us to be. So I think for me that, and I'll be honest with you, even sitting here sharing that, you know, somebody might say, oh, that sounds good. That sounds amazing. If I could just feel that way, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't feel that way 100% of the time, right? Like that's part of life and part of the process. There are days where I might have gotten down or been upset or doubted, right? But I think the thing is not staying in that place, you know,
right.
getting yourself back up, dusting yourself back off. I think that's what makes the difference. We've all been in those places of frustration and doubt, and some of us even depression or anxiety, but it's about not staying in that place. Remembering the ultimate purpose, remembering your goal, having that perspective and persevering.
Right. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay. So through all of this, through being a mom, through being a successful businesswoman, how do you take care of Janelle Prim? What do you do for self-care?
Oh, to be perfectly honest, I'm horrible at it. Oh, I'm so horrible at it. especially in this last year of being being a business owner. I guess it's still funny for me to say that sometimes, but I guess being a business owner, I have probably been worse at it than I was before, because, you know, it's like when you're on your own, like your grind is different, you know? And so, like we talked about, like you're putting in all that effort to be successful. So, but I know the things that are life-giving to me that I try to do more of is, well, I know for some people it's not necessarily self-care, but spending those quiet moments with my family recharges me, you know, even if it's just laying and watching a movie with my husband and my daughter, like that recharges me because it just reminds me why I do what I do. You know, it's for them, and it's for that love that we have, and it's for those moments. So that's a big part of it. I know a lot of people might not consider that self-care, but for me, it can be. Also reading. I love reading and I love writing. And so those are two things that kind of just take you away, right? Take you away. I like fiction. I know people love self-help books and all this kind of stuff and spiritual books, but like, give me some good, like Christian fiction. Even maybe a little, I used to do kind of like science fiction a little bit. I know a lot of the trends right now are kind of in that mythological fiction. I hadn't really gotten into that. But, you know, I just love how it takes you away.
Right.
It takes you to another place. And so that's a big thing for me. So for me, self-care, like massages and all that are great too. But, you know, for me, it's really that quiet. It's that quiet space of not having to think about anything that truly recharges me.
Right. I understand. All right. So is there anything else you would like to share with our audience about business, education, or achievement, or just, you know, pursuing your goals and dreams? Is there any last thoughts that you would like to leave with us?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think the one thing, because I see it more and more, and I know I succumb to it sometimes, but don't let other people, don't let social media, don't let anything make you feel like you are somehow behind on life, right? Mm-hmm. That you haven't achieved what you are supposed to achieve by this time, that, you know, that you have somehow missed out, because everybody's path is different, right? And so I once used this analogy that I used to get bad road rage. And I remember one day being in traffic and I was so frustrated. The traffic was backed up on the highway. So I tried to jump on the service road to hurry up, and I was just going home from work, but I was just irritated. So I jump on the service road. You know how you get on the service road and all of a sudden the service road backs up and now the traffic on the highway starts moving. And I just found myself so angry, so frustrated, so irritated. And finally I had to say to myself, why are you aggravated? You're just going home, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to my house. I'm going what's been set aside for me. It's mine. It's nobody else's. And guess what? Somebody getting to their house faster than I get to my house doesn't change the fact that I'm still going to get to my house. Right. And so I use that analogy, right, in pursuing your purpose and your dreams. We get so caught up in seeing other people so posting on social media their dreams and their accomplishments, and then we get down on ourselves because we're not there yet. Them getting theirs doesn't stop you from getting yours.
Right.
Just because they're on a different timeline or a different path from you doesn't negate or diminish yours. What God has put aside for you is still for you. And I love, you know, everybody loves Tabitha Brown, right? And just, I love her story. And, you know, if people follow her online, you know, everybody calls her Auntie Tab. And she talked about, you know, recently how, and I think she said about how at 43, 44, she is just now realizing all the dreams that she has had since a little girl. Right. And 43 and 44, she's just now coming into all of those things. And her word was just about encouraging people, like, not to give up. And I think that's the thing, right? Just not to give up. What God has for you is for you. Some people might get it at 20. Some people get it at 30. Some people get it at 47. Some people might not get it till they're 82. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to get it just because it hasn't happened in the time that you thought it has. So that has been big for me. in my life, even with my business now, you know, jumping out in business, you think things are going to happen quickly and you should have, it should happen now. Even I even watch people that kind of jumped out at the same time that I have, and they might have more, especially like in terms of real estate, they might be doing more business than what I'm doing. But I have to remind myself that, hey, what God has for me is for me. And my timeline is my timeline. I know the vision and the promises that he's given me. So I'm going to focus on just that.
Right. Well, amen. All right. Well, I have really enjoyed our talk today. And if there's nothing else, I want you to have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. I so appreciate it. And hey, you keep doing what you do too. It's awesome to provide this platform for women and to share. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be on.